The Wisdom of Kabbalah on Audio, from the teachings of Kabbalist Rav Berg, Spiritual Director of the Kabbalah Center. Welcome to Creating Miracles, Tape 4, hosted by Rabbi Michael Moskowitz of New York Kabbalah Center.
This is Rabbi Michael Moskowitz, and welcome back to the Creating Miracles course. This talk will be about being a channel, and how being a channel can bring miracles into our lives when we learn how to activate that power within us. When most of us think of the idea of being a channel, different images come to mind. You might imagine a swami or a guru sitting there and meditating and waiting for some great message to come through. Or you might ask your friend to be a channel for you if you have difficulty deciding something. One of the things that we want to get into is how being a channel will help bring the energy of miracles into our lives. One of the first ideas that we need to understand is that being a channel means being open for everything, being open for the unexpected. Very often when we're channels, or when we think we're being channels, we have this expected desire, or we have this particular expectation that we want to be fulfilled. Being a true channel is going to be about being open for everything that the life force or the creator wants to give us. It might manifest in the area of business ideas, wonderful ideas that flood your mind that can help bring benefit to other people in addition to generating wealth. Being a channel might also be knowing what people need to hear in terms of helping them with their spiritual growth. A person can be a spiritual channel in the world of music. We know very few things move people like music. Also, a person can be the type of a channel that will attract the right type of people to him. Sometimes we wonder, why did I bring that kind of person into my life? They don't seem to be so spiritual, or they don't seem to be helping me. We know that when a person acts as a true spiritual channel, everyone that comes into your life will assist you in your spiritual growth. What we're basically saying is when a person is a channel for the light, it means we have a direct connection to the light. And when we establish that direct connection, the light force of the Creator will flow through us and we don't disturb anything, meaning we don't get in the way. Part of this whole process has to start with understanding that maybe we don't know how to solve all of our problems. Very often we encounter all types of dilemmas in life. It could be in relationships. Is this the right person for me? Is that the right person? It might be in business. Should I invest in this company? Should I do that business deal? Should I buy that piece of land? It might be in the area of health. What's the right diet for me? Should I really start becoming a vegetarian? Will that help me in my spiritual growth? So we're starting with admitting that maybe we don't know how to solve our problems. When we start thinking like that, then we can be a channel, because we touch a dimension where the field of all possibilities exist. What do I mean by that? I once knew a person that came to me and said, my financial situation is very bad. I have my electric bill here in one hand. I have my health insurance bill on the other hand. And I don't have enough money to pay both bills. So what should I do? An unexpected question, but a scenario that many of us might be familiar with. I can't afford to buy both of these things, and they both seem necessary. Should I go without health insurance, or should I go without electricity? What's the answer? One of the things that I learned from my teacher, Rav Berg, is, why are you limiting the possibilities to those two choices? Why does it have to be either pay this or pay that? When we say there's only two possibilities, we've created a vessel to allow the light into only two possible solutions in our lives. When we become a true channel, then we connect to the realm of all possibilities and solutions that you couldn't have anticipated in your wildest imagination will come into your life. And this is the energy of miracles. We think that miracles are new and unexpected, and sometimes they happen and sometimes they don't. And we already understand that we can tap this energy of miracles once we start learning how to do the things in our lives in a spiritual way. So now we're going to get into what does it mean to be a spiritual channel so we can tap that dimension where all possible solutions exist, even the answers that we couldn't have anticipated with our logical, rational mind. In Hebrew, the word for channel is tsinor. And we know that in Kabbalistic numerology, when two words, especially when two Hebrew words have the same numerical equivalent, or if they're made up of the same letters, they have a special spiritual connection to each other. So he said that the word in Hebrew for conduit or channel is tzinor. If you rearrange the letters, it spells out the Hebrew word ratzon, which means desire or I want. Those two words, I desire and being a channel, have the same numerical equivalent in Kabbalistic numerology. What does that mean? It basically teaches us that within the desire of every person, there is the possibility for transformation. We have the ability to turn our desires into channels for the light of the Creator. Desire is the mechanism or vehicle that creates the channel. If a person doesn't have desire, then they have no conduit. They have no pipeline to the light of the Creator. When you think of a channel, or when you think of a conduit, think of a pipe for a second. Think of a long pipe. It's cylindrical, there's a top, and there's a bottom, and it's open both at the top and at the bottom. This is how we normally think of a pipe or a channel. Now we can understand the idea of what it means to be a channel in relation to being a closed vessel or a closed container. I want to repeat a verse from the Zohar. Again, it's the main text of Kabbalah, and it's our source of knowledge for how everything in the universe functions from a spiritual point of view. And the verse goes as follows. It's in volume 12 of the Zohar. Open to me an opening no wider than the eye of a needle, and I will open for you the supernal gates. Basically, the life force seems to be asking us to create some type of an opening so the energy of the Creator can penetrate and enter our lives. But which opening is the Zohar talking about? We all have desires. We all want things. We want things in relationships. We want to be with the right people. We want to be happy. We want to be financially secure. We want to be perfectly healthy. We have desires. And we also know that the light wants to fill these desires. And the Zohar here is saying, create an opening so I can let this energy come into your life. And now we're going to learn about what does it mean to be a channel, to let this light be channeled through us. We're going to focus for a moment on the idea of continuity, meaning making a lasting connection with the light of the Creator. Remember that pipe that we were talking about before? We said it, in fact, it has two openings, the top opening and the bottom opening. When you think of the top opening of the pipe, it's the connection with the Creator, because it's the top, meaning above or closer to the light of the Creator. It's the source or the beginning of where we receive everything from the light. The bottom is more about this idea of receiving for the sake of continuing and channeling the energy. We know that from the Creator's point of view, the light never stops flowing. The Creator never says, stop, I finished my work. I've channeled enough to mankind. I've given everybody all the energy that they need. The Creator is always into this idea of being a continuous flow of energy. So being a channel, we're going to see, is being like the Creator and emulating this attribute of the Creator. On the physical 1% level, though, we need to activate this action of emulating the Creator and being a channel. When we push the miracle button, meaning when we start behaving like a Creator and acting as a channel, that's what's going to start revealing light in our physical world. But that's the purpose in life. That's what we came here for, to emulate the Creator and be channels like the Creator. Thinking about being a channel and actually becoming a channel are two different things. I know a lot of people that receive all types of intellectual knowledge about what it means to be a channel, but then they never take the action to manifest it. As long as we don't take an action to become a channel, that energy of the Creator will lie dormant and we'll never be able to connect to it. Let me give you a few examples. There are people in the world who know that everything comes from the light of God. They understand that everything is a gift. They understand that it's not up to their effort. Everything that's worthwhile in life is really about the fulfillment that we receive from the light of the Creator. But these individuals have difficulty sharing that light that they receive. That's similar to a pipe or a conduit that's open at the top but closed at the bottom. Remember the pipe that we were talking about before? When we think of a pipe, we normally think of it as being open at the top and open at the bottom. When the Zohar is talking about opening for me an opening, the size, the eye of a needle, which opening is the Zohar talking about? Is it talking about the opening at the top or the opening at the bottom? And we said before, the top opening represents the light that's close to the Creator, meaning where we draw all our energy from, and the bottom opening represents whether we share or there's a continuous flow of that light. Some people are closed at the bottom and open at the top, meaning they receive the light of the Creator, but it's got nowhere to go. So it's like a container that just gets filled and filled and filled, but that energy needs to go someplace because the internal pressure that will develop will eventually be destructive to the individual. There are other types of people that are actually very willing to share. They'll give everything that they have. They're good people. They like to see other people benefit from what they have, but they're closed on top. They might be open at the bottom, but they don't understand or don't comprehend that everything that they have in life really comes from the light of the Creator. It's a gift from the energy of the Creator. So in the second case, they are closed on top and open up the bottom. These type of people very often think that they're born with their abilities and their talents, and God plays no role in it. It's just a matter of them sharing as much as they feel like sharing. But when you're closed at the top and you don't perceive that everything is coming from a higher power or a higher source, eventually, from a spiritual point of view, you're going to run dry, and you're going to feel a drain, and you're going to feel a lack of energy in life. That's what it means to be closed at the top. So again, we have our three pipes. You have the pipe that's open at both ends, which is obviously the best scenario. You understand that everything comes from the light of the Creator, and you are willing to share it. In the second example, the pipe is open at the top but closed at the bottom. You receive everything, but you keep it for yourself. In the third example, the pipe is closed on top but open at the bottom. You are willing to share, but you think that all that energy comes from yourself, and you're not aware that you're actually tapping the light of the Creator. Very often, these are very good people. They're very sharing people. They're very giving. But because they don't realize that everything comes from a higher power, they lose their energy, and they feel like victims. They feel like life is not treating them fairly. In any event, any type of blockage, whether it's from above or from below, will eventually cause us to feel unhappy and underprivileged. And we're always going to feel like something is missing from our lives. As we learned in the last class about how to work spiritually, a person is balanced when they feel that the amount of work that they're putting in is never equal to all of the light that they're getting in their life. That's a spiritually balanced state. We mentioned that when a person thinks of being a channel, sometimes you have a specific desire that you want to have fulfillment for, a specific desire that you want to be a channel for. But the truth of the matter is, it's not about channeling specific energy, because you don't know what's right or necessarily what's wrong for a given scenario. We've all seen that movie. You don't know what to do, which is the right thing and which is the wrong thing, and then we get confused, and then the forces of chaos come in, we become uncertain, which direction do I take? And we're all familiar with what happens after that. Kabbalah's going to teach us now, it's not about being right or wrong. That's the game that chaos wants you to play. That's the game that Satan wants you to be involved in. Because sometimes you're right, and sometimes you're wrong. It's not about that. It's about connecting to the light of the Creator and automatically getting the right energy. This is the true power of being a channel. It's not about sitting there with your busy little head and trying to figure things out. Because you'll never figure it all out. Who can say that they understand all of the parameters involved in every decision? Sometimes we need to make a decision in life, and we compose our lists. You know, you make your pro list and your con list. This is the good things about making this decision, and this is the con list. Sometimes those lists can go on forever. And can anybody really stand up and say, I've got everything on the pro list, and I've got everything on the con list? Is there anybody that can say, I've examined this situation from every possible angle, and I've ruled out any type of chaos, or I've ruled out any type of fulfillment that I can't perceive with my own mind? You know, it's very difficult to get up and say that. Instead of trying to figure things out with the limited resources that we have, because you can only perceive what's immediately around you and with what information you've gotten, newspaper articles that you might have read, conversations that you've had with people, how do you know that you have all of the right information in order to make the decision? So at some point, we just stop our research and we just jump into it. The Kabbalistic approach is when you are a channel and you connect to the field of all possibilities, meaning you connect to the light of the Creator, that light will automatically direct you to the right thing for you spiritually. It'll put you in the right place at the right time. It'll cause you to meet the right person when you need to meet that person, or it'll help you avoid some type of chaos that might have interfered or made your process longer. So the main power behind being a true channel, as opposed to just deciding things by ourselves, is that we connect to a force that is much more powerful and that'll direct us in a much better way than we could have ever figured out using our 1% logical mind or just using our feelings or intuitions or instincts. That's not enough because we can't take everything into account. Now, this is very painful. Thinking like this is very painful because up to this point in time, this is all we might have had. All I've got is what I know. All I have is the research that I do and the effort that I make to try and understand things. Does that mean that everybody should just drop everything and become zombies and wait for the light to talk to you? we're going to learn that the type of actions that we need to take in order to be a spiritual channel are difficult, and it's painful in undergoing the transformation from how we normally think to thinking to be a channel. But if we go through those painful steps, like an athlete that goes through the painful steps to become the professional that he or she is, we will be able to reap the rewards and benefits of being a true spiritual channel.